Guys, welcome to the first episode of the Intrepid Outdoorsman podcast. So what's intrepid mean? According to Google, it means fearless, adventurous, often used for rhetorical or humorous effect. So the great outdoors and humor, I think they go hand in hand, as pretty much any Aussie in the great outdoors will attest to. So before we kick it off, who the hell am I? If you've found your way here, you probably already know me. But if you don't, then you're an absolute unicorn. Welcome. My name's Zach. I am a business owner of two, of husband and a father of two. So I like to think I'm relatively busy, but I think that's mostly because of my ADHD. I can't concentrate for more than the space of 35 seconds. Now, my family is not an outdoors family at all. Traditionally, we're very much city folk. So my Jadu, my grandfather, came over from Lebanon after the First World War. He jumped on the first ship illegally to either Canada or Australia. That was his options. So here we are. His first job was hawking goods in the bush with his uncle. And he was fucking terrified of the great outdoors. He had no idea what was out in the dark. And subsequently, when he got back to Sydney and started a family and all that good stuff, he never took his boys to do anything outdoors. You know, my dad. So how did I deviate from that path? I've always had like an itch to scratch. I've always been ADHD and I've always been wanting to do something. For a long time, that was footy. School was there, but footy was the main thing. I wanted to be a pro footy player. I wasn't tall enough, heavy enough, fast enough, strong enough, have the skills. I just wasn't good enough. But I gave it a red hot crack, so that was fun. But I've always loved animals. I've always loved, getting in the water. I had a crack at surfing, but I sink like a rock. So that doesn't really work. When my then girlfriend, now wife, became pregnant with our first, I was hanging up the boots for footy and I was like, shit, I don't really have anything to share with this young fella. So I sort of had a bit of a think and an internal look, I suppose, but I really wanted to find something cool that I could share with him for eons that also vibed with like me as a human and my ethos, my values. Now I looked at trail running and I looked at like rock climbing, but without the gear, whatever that's called. And to be honest, that's all like super easy to get into. I'm pretty fit, so getting into trail running is as simple as just going for a run. That's not, but I kept like looping back. I'm like every bloke pretty much. I've listened to Joe Rogan, so that was one of my introductions to bow hunting. I kept trying to find something else, but I also, when I was looking for that thing to share with Rem, I kept looping back to bow hunting. My wife was like, I kept convincing myself not to do it. She's like, for fuck's sake, Zach, just stop talking about it and do it. So I was like, oh, I'm not sure. I don't want to commit. I went to this archery shop in Lake Macquarie in Newcastle and I pulled back this PSE Stinger and I pulled it back and it was fucking hard because my shoulder was cooked at the time. It was also only dialed to like 40 pounds. Pulled it back and I let go at the target at about 6 meters. And I almost missed the target. I was garbage. But as soon as I felt like that arrow go and that whole thing happened, I was like, "Phew, this is fucking sick." And I've been hooked ever since. As I've gotten older and like the businesses have gotten a little bit more successful, I've had a little bit more time on my hands. My ADHD has really started to take over. So I will try my hand at anything great outdoors. So anything except jet skiing. Jet skiing is the worst possible outdoors activity. And if you can convince me otherwise, you're a better negotiator than Trump. But I love anything and everything great outdoors. And over the last few years, I've really tried my hand at a fair few things. I love fishing, despite the fact I fucking suck at it. I love hiking, running, camping, starting fires, putting fires out, skinny dipping, digging holes. But my second love is definitely spearfishing. So with bow hunting, there's such a crossover with spearfishing, but the difference is I find that when you're bow hunting, you might get a bit of reception. And like I have never not worked a bit on a bow hunting trip, whereas when you're spearfishing, there's no phones, there's no technology. It's just like you, your gear in the water, this full immersion, and it's unreal. It's essentially spot and stalk in the water, which is, compared to sitting on the banks fishing, it suits me so much better. Now, What's the thing that really hooks me about bow hunting and subsequently spearfishing is it's not the kill itself and it's not even the meat. It is getting into that danger zone of an animal, be it a fish, a deer, goat, pig. When you've honed your craft enough, like, you know, be it, you know, stalking or whatever it is, but when you've honed your craft enough that you can outsmart an animal that's lived for years in the wild evading all sorts, like, you know, guns, dogs, musterers, like, you know, when you get into their danger zone, you can start to smell them and you can hear them talking to each other and you can hear them chewing and you can hear them like walking through the grass. That's when I feel like so alive. Like, that is the epitome of what I think bow hunting is. I forget who it was, but there was an amazing quote that I heard, and it was, one does not hunt to kill, they kill to have hunted. So by that, it really means that to complete the process, you've got to kill, but the process is the journey. That's how I take it anyway. So I love that process. When we went hunting, I shot a few things, got a few goats, pigs, whatnot, but I really spent a lot of time in the danger zone with animals. Like, I was trophy hunting. I wanted to get a big goat or a big pig that I could bring home and show my son after I got the meat. And that didn't happen. But subsequently, I went on the look. I covered some Ks, like 20, 30 Ks a day for 4 or 5 days. And I got into the danger zone of, you know, into that personal space of animals for probably a cumulative maybe 1 to 2 hours. Like, there was a time where I was sitting off a mob of goats at like 10, 15 meters. Depending on where they were, probably walking closer to 5, and that's the thing that really hooks me when it comes to the bow hunting and spearfishing as well. But it's usually a bit of a quicker process with me. My skills definitely aren't honed when it comes to spearfishing. It's down, shoot, don't die, and get up to the surface. But anyway, so what do we plan to do with the Intrepid Outdoorsman podcast? Everyone that starts something is like, oh, big things coming. Watch this space. Like, all that, like trying to hype them up. Look, I'm not going to set any false expectations. I'm a pretty busy dude. And so are the boys that I do this with. So I'm not going to be like, oh, episode a week. There's going to be this. There's going to be that. Look, we're going to record. We're going to put some stuff out that I genuinely think people are going to love. But it's not going to be consistent. It's going to be fun. That being said, look, I've already recorded with a couple of guests and they've been unreal. This is the most I would ever really talk, and I'm a pretty laconic guy. And by laconic, I mean, if a sentence can be said in one word, I will generally do it. So why the fuck would I be doing a podcast? I want to be a better outdoorsman, and that's pretty much why. Through the podcast, I can talk to people of all ilks in the great outdoors and really dive deep into who they are and their craft and their whole background and really become, for myself, it's very selfish. I get to become more all-round outdoorsman by talking to these guests. So that's number one. We want to have guests on. We want to explore their story and we want to really dive deep into all things outdoors except fucking jet skis. Now, we're going to tell some stories, like between me and the boys that I do this with, plus our friends and family and all that sort of stuff. Look, there's plenty of stories going around. I could probably go a 10, 15-minute chat on my most recent trip where I almost got destroyed by a pig, which was funny. I shit myself, but, you know, a couple of minutes later, it was pretty hilarious. I almost got tusked. So there's going to be stories galore. Now, we might do a bit of chin wagging as well. So we'll, you know, spend a day out in the hills or doing whatever we're doing, have a few beers around the fire and whack the microphone on and just talk shit. You know, it's not going to be the most highbrow conversation, but if you're here, you're probably not after that sort of thing. So you're going to fit right in. Yeah. There's going to be shit talk. There's going to be banter. There's going to be – that's pretty much it, to be honest, when it comes to the old chin wag around the fire. So stay tuned. Big things. And last but not least, I'm actually really looking forward to doing some solo casts. And when I think about a solo cast, I'm basically going to be going off the dome about things in the great outdoor space that might be piquing my curiosity or on my mind. For example, ethics in bow hunting or invasives in Australia or managing a population versus eradicating them, considering they're all pests in Australia. So, you know, that's a huge can of worms and something that could be written in many a book. I've actually read a book about invasives in Australia. So that's the plan with the podcast. So there you have it, guys. The first episode of the Intrepid Outdoorsman podcast could be a big thing. Stay tuned. But seriously, mate, thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. If you like it, subscribe, tell a friend, all that good stuff, because I'd love to, help other people. It's a selfish thing for me because I get to become a more all-round outdoorsman. But, it's going to be an entertaining journey and hopefully you can take something from it. Thanks, guys.